one of the problems of in those days, I'll say in those days, because I would have thought in this modern day and age it's much more simple. But in my time down there, when after all the only navigation gear I had in the ship was a compass, which was a magnetic compass, and an echo sounding machine, which didn't work properly, and that was about all. And obviously I had sextants and so forth. But you had to worry, A, about icebergs in the at night, if you were in a vicinity where there were bergs around, and you could never tell whether there wasn't a berg around. It wasn't so bad on a moonlight night, but on a very dark night, you really had to ease down at times. Of course, you get very bad weather down going through the 40s, 50s, in the Southern Ocean, and this can again be very very uncomfortable. For instance, in my cabin in the William Scoresby, on one occasion I had about a foot of water and sloughing around in it for about 3 days. And then on top of that, you've got no really decent harbours. You probably have in time when one's managed to survey them a bit better, but you just had to take your chance. And then, of course, the major thing is a lot of the places, the area, wasn't well surveyed at all. You couldn't, you quite easily hit a rock which nobody knew was there. Mm. Mm. And it wasn't marked on a chart and so forth. Well, the only precautions you can take is have your echo sounder, in those days, have an echo sounder going, or use your knowledge of the Antarctic or the sea to the best of your ability. Mm. That is the only way you could deal today with radar and all this sort of business. I would say completely different. You can get your position so accurately. When I was going down south, you may not see the sun or stars for a couple of days, so you just had to rely on dead reckoning. You had all these problems. And as I say, the charts you were using were very inaccurate. And so you had to, as I say, use your own initiative and judgment and hope that you were going to be right.